on, y'all? Happy Friday. Welcome to part two of my podcast, if you already heard part one. And I actually would like to start off with a couple quotes for this recording and start off something a little bit different. But first off, let's give a shout out to that little beat, that song I like to play. It was a little mellow, it was kind of different. It was by Drake again, called Sandra's Rose. And it's funny that I actually listened to that particular album again. But when I heard the words to this song again, it hit differently, and I had to just share it with y'all. And it's funny because I've been working so hard with trying to put things together, trying to figure out what song I want, or not even I want, what best fits the situation, the scenario. And I realized that, like I've said before, there's a time and a place for things, and sometimes you gotta get it right, and sometimes it's just there's always that right one, and sometimes you just gotta work for it. And so this brings me to one of the first quote that I would like to share with y'all, by Kevin Nogue. I actually do not know who Kevin Nogue is, but before I go ahead and proceed, he is actually, an author. He said here, "If you don't make the time to work on creating the life you want, you're eventually going to be forced to spend a lot of time dealing with a life you don't want." And I feel like that's what I've been starting to do. That's what I feel like I've been starting to promote, to the point that I officially now have my Instagram page. And I'm not a person to, promote social media and stuff like this, but in the world we live in, and, because of how society is now, that is the way to get yourself out there. So if you like to follow me now on Instagram and DM me and send me messages or ask questions, or I just put up my new logo and brand to promote and put, put more of a face to this project that I am working so hard towards. So if you guys would like to go ahead and follow me, like I said, and it is God One S, as in, considered as is, but in this case it's One S My Judge, and that again is God One S My Judge, all one word. And as I've been trying to promote everything and, put myself out there, I'm on Spotify, I'm on iHeartRadio now, even Amazon Music. I mean, I didn't even know that was a thing. So I'm just happy the process is moving along, and hopefully you guys are wanting to listen and connecting with me, and hopefully can reach out and ask for anything at this point. I feel like I'm just open to any suggestion, like I am taking my own advice at this moment. So with that said, this next quote I have been actually gave me a lot of thought, and it gave me thought about what's kind of been happening right now. And this actually is by another particular person by the name of Tim Ferriss, and who actually has his own podcast. He's an American entrepreneur. He is an American entrepreneur. He has his own blog and his own podcast called The Tim Ferriss Show. Interesting. You learn something new every day. I thought this was great. So His quote says, if you are insecure, guess what? The rest of the world is too. Do not overestimate the competition and underestimate yourself. You are better than you think. And man, I mean, how many times have I said that, you know, all we kind of do is worry? And at that point, he used the greatest word ever. We underestimate ourselves. And we almost think we're, you know, not capable of doing such things, to the point that we almost enable ourselves and use that word of, I can't, or sorry, the two words, I can't. And it doesn't even have to, we don't have to think necessarily that way, even though we're so quick to jump to conclusions, you know. It's constantly human nature, but if we try to practice and try to achieve, then, you know, the hard work will pay off. It's baby steps at this point. But the funny thing is the word enabling. There's a lot of things that enable us and that we think that is considered, quote unquote, good for us, or because we want it that bad, we believe that it is, quote unquote, helping us. And I mean, sure, I'm not gonna lie, maybe at times, you know, there are certain things that may help you and, you know, relieve stress and, you know, all that, you know, negative energy and tension. So sure, you know, every once in a while thing, I get that. But to believe or even say that someone is enabling you, I think that's crazy. I mean, and not like crazy, like, wow, like that's like impossible. No. I mean, we live in a world that almost anything is possible at this point. You know what I'm saying? So when I thought about the word enabling, I had to make sure, you know, my definition was correct. So I Googled enabling, and the first definition comes up as to give, in parentheses, it says someone or something the authority or means to do something. So it's almost as if the person who is almost accusing the other person for enabling them should be mad at not the other person, but almost themselves for giving that person or partner, let's just say partner, because there's so many words with persons. I apologize. Too many times using the word person. Okay, so let's start over. It's as if the person, sorry, partner that you are giving this power to is enabling you. But how I view it is that we should be blaming ourselves for giving that person or allowing that power to be given to them, or even have that type of control over a situation. Or even just the word authority. I mean, you should be the authority to your own life, you know, authorizing your own life. I mean, I understand that we love our partner and we have a partner for a reason, and there's people who will do anything for their partner. I understand that, but there is a way of partnership and to be also independent, but as well being able to grow together, be together, and trying to empower each other. I mean, when we show a type of behavior, we pick up on that behavior. So it's almost like, how am I enabling you if you're the one who's not doing what you almost need to do, or what you want to do, or It's not like I'm holding a gun to your head or I am trying to forcefully, you know, not follow your dreams or forcefully asking for money or, I mean, just there's endless amount of things that I'm not doing besides giving positivity and thought and communicating. I mean, I have to admit, I'm not the best communicator when it comes to a partner, but at the same time, I, you know, practice makes perfect, even though there is no perfect, like I say. You know, we just, I have to continue to try, you know, it's not easy to, you know, always worry about someone else if you can't worry about yourself. I mean, I'm not saying it's you against everybody else, you know, I'm not saying that, but in some moments it is, you know, you against the world, and you do have to, you know, focus on what's gonna better you. I completely understand and I completely respect when people are trying to go ahead and do that. But what I don't like is when people are trying to accuse or blame someone else or point fingers towards someone else when all they've done was be good and, you know, be as thoughtful and supportive as possible. I mean, there are times that I can be a little tough and, you know, sometimes the advice I give might be a little, you know, blunt, let's just say. But at the same time, I'm being honest, I'm being truthful, I'm being straight up. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat anything. You know, if I have something to say or something on my mind, I have no problem of speaking up and letting you know. But if I don't have a problem, then there is no me, hence quote unquote communicating or needing to speak up if everything is considered quote unquote Gucci, which is considered all good. You know, like, if everything's like all smooth and going right, then I don't see, you know, what the problem or what the issue is at that very moment, until almost someone wants a problem or wants to bring up a problem, and it's almost like for them it may be expectations for their partner, but at the same time it is a equal 50-50 relationship. It is, I that's what I've, not that I believe, but it's what I've witnessed and what I've grew up seeing with my mother and stepfather. So I respect how the relationship, I like how the relationship is, and I'm not saying that it is, you know, the best relationship in the world. Of course, you know, not everybody's relationship, you know, is the best, but what they did was get through it. They're still here, they're still together, they're still pushing through. And you know, sometimes you have to find that partner, that diamond in the rough, that will, you know, that you're everything, you know. And unfortunately, I wasn't that person for that friend, you know. It's unfortunate, you know, it is what it is, but I can't subject myself to something that I know I'm not capable of doing. Like, it's one thing if there is an issue and you're pointing out an issue, but there is another thing of bringing up an issue just because you think it's an issue or you want it to be an issue. Like, nah, I'm not doing all that. It's like, that's too much extra shit. That's too much tension. That's toxic. That's the word I'm looking for. That is something that you don't want to step into. Like, no, you want to step up and get the fuck up. Like, You know, sometimes, you know, you won't be able to see that. Not everybody can, not everybody will, but the way, you know, I sometimes just need to take a breath just to think about it, just to process it. And, you know, I would say it's not easy, but as us individuals to think that someone is messing with our functional state of mind that we believe is considered linear at that very moment. And when you are on that linear path and all of a sudden someone is rocking the boat and shaking and this, down the third, you question it. You look around, you're like, what is going on? Like, what's the issue? And it's almost the idea, like I've said before, that misery loves company, and they want that attention. You know, they want almost their problems to be your problems, and we don't need that. We don't want to be around that, you know. I mean, I know I don't. And as we move throughout just these places in life and trying to weave through these people, I guess at this point, that's why I've learned that people just come and go. You know, it's, you know, if they are gone the next day, that means they weren't meant to stay. If they come back a day later, 6 months now from later, a year now from later, I guess, is it a coincidence? I don't think so. I just feel like maybe it was not even considered meant to be. Maybe there was something that was missed, and, you know, you have to work through those hard steps with each other. And if you're gonna go ahead and blame someone else for almost your own actions or your own mindset or thought process that you've created in this world that you believe that it's your world and we're just living in it, I'm sorry, that's not how it should be presented or put together. I understand there's people who view it that way or believe in their heart that, you know, it's just them, you know, but I'm here to tell you, it's not that way. I hate to break the news for anybody that may believe or think that way, but, and I guess that just brings me to my last quote here, and this is by Matt Brown. And Matt Brown, I actually have to look up who this is. I don't think Billy Brown. It says Alaskan Bush people, and I'm not even 100% sure if this is accurate, or it could be Matt Brown, the UFC fighter. That would seem a little bit more right, but then again, I'm not sure here. Either way, this quote is, he says, hearing how God is moving in other places encourages and inspires our faith for what God wants to do in our own corner of the world. And because he said corner, I believe, and trust me, I believe, it is the Matt Brown fighter, UFC. And that was just so empowering. I know I read it so quickly, but it was just one sentence, but I have to read it again. Hearing how God is moving in other places encourages and inspires our faith for what God wants to do in our own corner of the world. You hear this? 'Cause I know I am. The mysterious blessings that he gives us, that he is constantly fighting for us in our corner, that he wants to do. Almost sometimes we have to take that time. Sit down with the Lord. You know, just give thanks one more time. It doesn't hurt to give thanks when nothing is going on or if something is going on. You should never lose that faith. And no one should be able to enable you to lose that faith or want to enable you to lose that faith. That light is too bright to be shut out, to not be shined like the rest of the sons and the disciples and the blessed people in this world. Words can go a long way, and so I hope mine go a long way with yours, and I hope that you guys will hopefully that's three hopes, so three times the charm. Reach out, ask questions, you know, concerns, advice, comments, criticisms. I don't care what it is. I am open to listening to it all. And I will be back again with you guys soon enough. So stay positive, stay blessed, for the power and the mind and the body and the spirit and soul. Jesus, I thank you. Amen. God bless you guys. I appreciate you for listening to Daniel. God is my judge.